This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
People in Australia answer a number of questions about their age, culture, religion, ancestry, education, etc. in the National Census every 5 years. August 10 is census night, and the data collected from over 25 million people will help the governments, businesses and community groups to make informed decisions about infrastructure and services for Australians. Every 5 years, a count is taken of every person and home in Australia in the National Census of Population and Housing. Chris Librari is the General Manager of the Census Division at the Australian Bureau of Statistics. He says Australia's census, with about 60 questions, is more comprehensive than in many other countries.
We ask key demographics, age, sex, marital status. We don't ask gender in the Australian census. And we ask other questions then about the household and about the characteristics of people, like, you know, if they work or if they don't work, the type of work they do, the industries, their occupation. We ask a lot of information about culture. So we will ask the language that you speak. We will ask your birthplace. We'll ask about the birthplace of your parents. And we also ask a question on ancestry.
Population data is crucial for all important government decisions around transport, schools, healthcare, infrastructure, etc. Mr. Librari says this data comes from the census.
Every major decision made in Australia is based on ABS data and particularly census data. So if you're going to locate something or if you want to review the services in a particular area, you need to know who lives there and their characteristics. And the census supplies that information.
Jamie Newman, CEO of the Orange Aboriginal Medical Service, says census data is helpful for the service to establish the needs of the community in the Central West.
We are able to redesign or design additional service delivery or enhance service delivery by looking at that census. One of the benefits that we've seen from doing that, Matt, is we've recently built a wellbeing centre that is for rehabilitation, recovery, intervention, prevention for healthcare around people with chronic illness, frail age, people with disabilities and people who want to be well. So we built it out of our own funds, but we knew that the uptake would be significant.
The ABS has built a new system after the 2016 census, when the census site had to be shut down due to cyber attacks in order to protect data. The Australian National Audit Office in November 2020 said the planning for the next census was only partly effective and found that there were weaknesses in the system. Census General Manager Chris Librari says the new system is state-of-the-art and built to the highest standards.
We also engaged the Australian security agencies, notably what's called the Cyber Security Centre, to be with us every step of the way. And one other thing we're doing is actually hiring hackers, just to make sure there's anything you haven't covered. Now, you can never say never, but we have put all the protections we possibly can in place. We've built it to the highest standard we can, and we've had it tested to the highest standards we can. So I think people can feel reasonably safe.
A Senate inquiry after the last census found that the ABS was right to shut down the site on the 9th of August 2016. The Senate inquiry also examined the compulsory collection of names and addresses of respondents and retaining those details for 4 years. It criticised the ABS for failing to address public concerns about the move.
Addresses we have because you can do that by observation, but names attached to the household is definitely a quality element of the census. It also helps us in our checking beyond the census. A name is an important part of that matching process. So, yes, there has been debate. Yes, there was a Senate inquiry, and the Senate inquiry came out with a bipartisan recommendation that we continue to collect names in the Australian census.
Mr. Librari says that keeping names and addresses enables the ABS to match the census records with other government administrative data, improving the quality of the resultant statistics. He stresses that the ABS produces only aggregated statistics and that private information of individuals isn't released or shared with anyone including government departments.
The data is basically encrypted as soon as it leaves your computer, and the ABS are the only people that have the key. So we then process and quality assure that data, and we produce statistics, but we'll never, ever release information about an individual person. In fact, it's against our Act, and the ABS has been going for over 110 years, and to my knowledge, we've never, ever breached that Act and released individual information.
The ABS has engaged high-profile industry organisations such as PwC and Amazon Web Services to build the system. Under the terms of the contract, the data must be stored on servers in Australia. Typically, the census is completed on census night. However, this time, you can complete it as soon as you receive your instructions, which will be sent out in early August. You will receive a unique census number for the household, a temporary password, and instructions on completing the census online or requesting a paper form through an automated phone request service. Mr. Librari says everyone in Australia must complete it regardless of their visa status, except foreign diplomats and their families.
If you are sleeping in Australia on census night, you need to fill in a census form. It's got nothing to do with your status or citizenship. So we will be doing people in quarantine. We'll be doing people in immigration facilities. We'll be doing all of those. We do people on ships. We do people that arrived on planes, things like that. So we try and do a true count of everybody who is here on that night. Everybody who's here on census night should be filling in a census form.
Under the Census and Statistics Act of 1905, it's mandatory to complete the census. Mr. Librari says not participating could lead to a hefty fine.
It is compulsory in Australia to do the census. It's the same as an election. A very small number of people end up going down the compulsory route. Less than 100 out of 25 million Australians actually went to court last census. Fines are usually in the $1,000 range, but it's imposed by the court. And if you do have a legitimate reason for not being able to do the census, that is immediately taken into account as well.
Besides big-ticket infrastructure projects, census data also helps with understanding the needs of local communities when providing relevant services, such as local sporting clubs or specific products in supermarkets or books in different languages in a library. Jamie Newman from the Orange Aboriginal Medical Service says it's a way to have a say in the system.
Government funding naturally is based on population numbers in our communities, and all levels of government look at that data so that there is equitable distribution of funds. There's only a finite amount of funds available through all levels of government. Participatory in the census and enrolling to vote is our people's way of having a say.
Mr. Newman says participating in the census for Indigenous and migrant communities is vital if they want their voices heard.
You participating under the census or the enrolling to vote is a lot more that you can do for our community, our organisations and our future by just doing these things.
For in-language information about the census, visit the 2021 Census website.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.